Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One, two, three.
Oatmeal raisin.
Oh, yeah, we made it. Holiday Friday, big Friday, let's go. Six mm-hmm. days till Christmas.
I even have my Bruce Springsteen.
I like
Merry
it.
Christmas
Merry Christmas, baby.
Yes.
Yes, Merry Chris Mitch is what we're saying
absolutely.
Here.
Yeah. Even though he didn't. All right, one word.
Like, I don't think he liked Merry Chris Mitch. I thought it was really good. I was very proud of that.
I was too, Bob. That was good. Good on you.
Thank you.
One word on the stadiums. Seems like we've had some news, obviously, a meeting. It could be in line on Monday in Topeka for the Chiefs. It seems all to be done, basically, on Kansas. One word on the stadium news.
Well, you just took my word, Kansas. I mean, I mean, that's what I've been telling you since February 26, 2024. If that vote failed, other municipalities would step up, and they have. And both the Chiefs and Royals are now moving across the state line, the Royals to Overland Park, as we've been telling you, the Chiefs out in the Wyandotte County area for the stadium. I believe the Johnson County area will ultimately have the practice facility and some other stuff as well. It's going to be a big win for the metropolitan area. We can now get events that we've never been able to get before. The Final Four, the Super Bowl, bowl games, college football playoff games. All of that is
WrestleMania.
Now. WrestleMania, winter concerts. All of that now is at our doorstep. And our life in Kansas City just became better because all of that now can be part of our city. This is what we deserve as Kansas Citians for all these years, right? And all this blood, sweat, and tears that we put into our teams. Now we get the new stadiums to reward our teams and to reward our city to give them the best opportunity to host all kinds of world-class events.
I don't really have one word. I've got a few.
It's a big bundle of suck, does, man.
And I'll take your next question.
Certainly moving up the food chain line in terms of cities with this move.
From that standpoint, yeah.
Huge,
you start to talk about peer cities and all that kind of stuff. Kansas City is now going to surpass everybody in that peer city category. No longer is the Final Four just going to be in Indianapolis and Houston. We are now officially in that rotation for the Final Four. We're going to be in the Super Bowl rotation as well. I mean, the Chiefs invented the Super Bowl, for God's sake. So, you know, we're going to be in that rotation. You get a new stadium, you get a new Super Bowl, you get a Super Bowl. It's just that's the way it works.
It could just be their opponents suck.
Well, this texter segues perfectly for me. 6-2. Has anyone told Mayor Lucas yet? He might have other insider information. Let's go one word on Mayor L's statement yesterday in response to this speculation. Kansas City does not negotiate in public and will not change course today as the city and our Missouri partners continue discussions with our long-term partners as the Chiefs and the Royals. We remain steadfast in working toward an arrangement in the best interest of our community and the greatest success of our teams on and off the field.
That's a weak statement. Yeah, he's not been kind of on the forefront of where he needs to be as a leader. Mayor L and Frank White have let this city down, have let Jackson County down.
My one word on that is...
Hey, well, yo, man.
And I'll take your next question.
Well, let's get to it. Dusty, we had a chicken biscuit on the line. Looks like it's going to be yours. Thursday Night Football, one of the best games of the season. Seattle ends up beating the Los Angeles Rams. If you went to bed last night, you're going, wait, what? They were up 30-14 with 8 or so minutes to go. That's right, they were. Mm-hmm. A punt return, a two-point conversion, a touchdown, a two-point conversion, overtime, a stop, a touchdown, a two-point... I mean, it all happened 38-37. Seattle moves into the one seed in the NFC and obviously the division leader.
Scandal. And that's the way everybody's going to be looking at that game and that two-point conversion that was blown dead, but yet they counted it as a two-point conversion. Once that inadvertent whistle went off, the play is officially dead. That's what players are taught. Play to the whistle, right? You heard the whistle go off, everybody stop playing. That's a bad move by the NFL on that one. That needs to be seriously looked at, and I think the NFL needs to come out and say, we screwed that one up, because once you hear the whistle, as far as I've been told, plays are dead in the NFL once you hear that whistle, and the whistle blew before the gentleman picked it up in the end zone.
Side note from the game, according to Adam Schefter, on this play, per ESPN research, the Seahawks became the first team in NFL history to ever win an overtime game on a two-point conversion.
Oh, that's cool.
But my one word is, well, this.
Yeah, but football never dissipates, Bob.
And I'll take your next question.
Yeah, I think NFL teams were 79-0 and had over 400 passing yards, three takeaways, zero sacks given up. Now 79-1 overall.
Good, the Rams can have that obscure stat like the Chiefs have the one against the Rams. First team to ever score more than 50 points and lose the Kansas City Chiefs against those Rams because of Shakira.
College football playoff director Rich Clark. Dick says could move up a week. Not off the table. One word.
Smart. And it should be moved up a week. Move the first round up to the first weekend in December. Second round could have been this past weekend. Third round this weekend, championship game on New Year's Day. You're done. We're not milking this thing till January 20th. All of this nonsense, it solves so many issues as well. You can open the transfer portal on January 2nd. You can do all your coaching moves on January 2nd. Move this stuff up, man. Stop worrying about whatever it is that they worry about. And also get rid of the conference championship games. Nobody cares about those. So that first weekend in December is the first round. Last weekend, the Army-Navy weekend would have been the second round. This would have been the Final Four weekend. And then New Year's Day, you have your national championship game. It's not that hard.
Yeah, I think one word would just be like revise. Like maybe... You know, take that in consideration, because what, you had a standalone game last, you could have like kicked the day off with Army Navy, right?
Sure.
And then, you know, let them have their moment, let them have their day. It's always fun. Like one of my buddies said, Army Navy game's really cool for like the first like 10 minutes, and then you're just kind of like, all right, whatever. But you could have that game at 11 o'clock. Doesn't really affect anything.
They're talking about moving that game too.
Well, we'll see. Revise would be my one word. Mm-hmm.
And let's go to the weekend sports slate, because it is crazy this weekend. Not only with football, got some good college basketball and NBA on as well. Mm-hmm. It starts all tonight with Oklahoma and Alabama. One word on this weekend's sports slate.
Large. A lot of meaningful football games on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, exciting. Obviously, you get the holiday swing. It gives you a little bit of time if you do have that. Like if you were smart and got your stuff done, like all your shopping and stuff, and now you're just in like stocking stuffers, you know, whatever it may be, however you do it. But it is, it's important as well. I mean, you get like last night's game was great. You roll that right into Friday night. Then you get Saturday all day. And then Sunday, you're like, oh, yeah, great. NFL slate, Jacksonville at Denver. Hello. You know what I mean?
So, yes.
Who would have thought Jacksonville at Denver? Again, you know who would have thought that? The script writers who scheduled this random Jacksonville-Denver game for week 16.
Maybe your Blake Bortles guy would have thought it. But ending here, 913. Oh, I thought Mayor L's response was Max Belch. Respect the Tex.
Yeah. Way to go, Mayor L. yeoman's work out here, Frank.
Somebody says, I like my coffee like my mayor's weak.
Could you imagine that being your legacy? First of all, Frank White, who was an unbelievable second baseman from a defensive standpoint, not much of an offensive stick. But his legacy is no longer about what he did on the baseball field. His legacy is pissing off Jackson County. And then you have Mayor L. You're the mayor of Kansas City, Missouri. When you take over, the Chiefs are on top of the world. The Royals are winning games. You lost both of them to Kansas. And you lost Lockton. What a legacy. What a legacy for Mayor L.
I'm hurt.
That's not your legacy.
No, but it's still like my teams.
They're still here. They're still here. They're still your team. Stop with that. They're still here.
I'm not getting the revenue, though, in the state that I live in.
But how were you seeing that revenue? I mean, like, I wasn't seeing any.
I'm going to see it once it's gone.
How, though? Like, tell me how you're actually going to have more money now because that 3/8 cent sales tax gets wiped off in 2030.
Nashville has his heart. Chattanooga, Knoxville, and Memphis, well, they all play their part. Oh, Alex Gold loves Tennessee. He likes to get out of town. He loves to make his rounds. He might be driving through the Cumberland Gap right, or riding on a riverboat heading to Natchez. Could be taking his time in East Tennessee, but you can bet he'll be back to Music City.
Why you say that? Because I have fear.
Okay.
I have fear.
All right. I'm interested to hear your fear. I know people are going to be upset about this, but we told you what.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Was going to happen if you didn't vote yes.
What if we did?
And then construction has already started downtown on the stadium. We've already been moving dirt and putting up pillars.
Hit Alex Gold's theme song. We'll talk about it next on the other side.
Good morning.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.